Hey, 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 and welcome to a new episode of Tea with Bradley. I'm your host, Bradley Wargo, and I want to thank you so much for joining us today. And yes, I said us. Please, everyone, welcome our first guest ever, Natalie. Woo! Yeah, Natalie! Oh my gosh! I can't believe you're on the show. I love your long hair. Woo!
Okay, thank you, Bradley. I mean, the audience.
Yes. The audience is just too excited to see you. Natalie, thank you for joining us. I want to ask, what are we talking about today?
Well, I thought that we would be talking about anime today. Is that true?
We are! I talked about Overwatch last week, which was something that I really enjoyed. And this week, I'm bringing Natalie on because we both love anime. She loves it way more than I do. But it is something near and dear to my heart. And so what we're going to do is talk about Natalie's favorites, my favorites, and kind of, as we're talking about it, talking about things that bring, I don't know, let's think.
I don't know, we like can bounce ideas off of each other.
Yeah, we'll bounce
ideas.
There's
some overlap in what we've seen.
Overlap, and I think ways that anime has really impacted us and can kind of teach us life lessons and even, I don't know, why it's an entertaining art form to a lot of people. So if you don't know anything about anime, don't worry, we will help you out, we will carry you through. And if you know a ton, get ready to hear some of our favorites. And we'll dive right in with Nat's first favorite, which is...
Cowboy Bebop.
Ooh, such a good one.
Yeah, it's actually a cult classic. If you know...
A cult classic.
Yeah, I mean, I'd go as far as to call it that.
Dang. Okay, why?
First of all, it's been around a while. Actually, don't test me on this, but I believe 1998 is when it first... Wow.
It's almost
released.
As old as me.
Yeah, it's old. Just kidding.
If you're that old, you're not old.
You're not old, don't worry. But this show, as far as anime that still remain relevant to this day, it is quite old. But relevant for several good reasons. I guess I could kind of start off with what it's about. The best way that I've heard it described is sort of like a Western in space.
I agree.
Yeah, it takes place in the future when mankind has started colonizing other planets in our solar system. Space travel has become a lot more convenient, normal even, and there's a lot of really cool futuristic stuff. But in a lot of ways, it's still definitely relatable. People have a lot of the same problems. There's still a lot of the same crime, a lot of the same personal issues, just in this completely reimagined world. And it's definitely funny in several scenarios, but still really impactful and mature in other ways. And it's one of my favorites, personally, because it was one of the first ones I watched. It's really good for beginners, in my opinion.
And you mentioned before that, like, before the show, we were talking a little, and she had mentioned how it's very relatable because it's similar to American cartoons. Do you want to go a little into the difference between, like, cartoons, anime, manga, like what those terms are, because I feel like there's a cloud of misinformation around it.
True. I mean, I want to say most of the time when people hear the term anime, kind of what their brain classifies it under is Japanese cartoon. And that is somewhat accurate in that it is an animated work produced in Japan.
Yeah.
But I want to say tonally, it is quite different from cartoons in that I want to say even most anime isn't made specifically for children, whereas cartoons are often made for kids. There are ones that can appeal to adults as well. I mean, we've seen kind of a resurgence of animated things that are specifically targeted towards adults. Like, heck, Rick and Morty is huge now.
True.
But anime is kind of more on par with its source material being completely different from cartoons.
Would you say it's on par with in Japan's culture with like reality TV almost?
It would depend. There are definitely shows that target pop culture and try to get that same audience that reality TV like targets. But it is nice.
Shout out to Total Drama Island.
Oh my god. I remember that show. Good stuff. Oh man, that was a long time ago. But anime is different in that its source material has often been around for years, if like maybe even a decade or two before it ever gets an anime adaptation.
And the source material is
manga. And mangas, I mean, the thing it's most comparable to is comics. They are comics.
Yeah.
But a lot of the times, there are indie comics in the States, but in Japan, manga is, like, a huge medium of entertainment. Like, mm-hmm. there's a really wide variety of stories. There's shonen manga, which is targeted towards young men, and shoujo manga that is targeted towards young women. Then there's, like, all sorts of genres and categories that they can fall under. And if one gets popular enough, there's enough demand, or a studio thinks it would be profitable, like, lots of people would like it, they'll adapt a manga to an anime.
Yeah.
And, I mean, I personally have never gotten too much into anime. Not anime, manga. I stick on the anime side of the spectrum, and whenever I hear fans saying, oh, I've been waiting so long for this adaptation, it's really wonderful, I mean, that's a great indicator of, hey, there's already people who have been around a long time, have been following this story, and can vouch for it. Similar to comic fans being excited about DC or Marvel movies getting made.
Nice. That was a total sidetrack, but I think it was necessary, because it kind of helped us, like, delve into that world and understand it a little better. And Cowboy Bebop being a kind of a nice blend between the two, where if you really haven't seen any anime, it's kind of a nice ease in.
Yeah, it's like a good way to kind of get in, like, you know, test the waters, if it's something you'd enjoy, because it really does lean into Western culture a lot, mm-hmm. in the way that the characters dress, behave. A really, really cool thing about this anime is that sometimes it can feel a little polarized, like the only culture being described or depicted on screen is that of Japan's. But in Cowboy Bebop, they really make an effort to try and pull in the lifestyle of several different cultures, and I really appreciate that. It's and actually was groundbreaking for its time, depicting characters of many different races and backgrounds, disabilities even.
Yeah, no.
Really just an all-around, well-rounded show.
It is really impressive and inclusive.
With, may I add, a kick-ass soundtrack. If you're a jazz fan, holy, you are in for a treat. Actually, Cowboy Bebop's soundtrack was conceived before the show's, like, premise was even put down. The entire original soundtrack was composed before they had names for their characters and knew what they were going to do.
And dang.
So that way they really could morph the story around, like, fitting this, like, incredible, like, soundtrack to accompany it.
Yeah, that's
really
so cool.
Some cool stuff. Cowboy
See,
Bebop.
I told you she knows more than me. So you mentioned Cowboy Bebop. Yeah, were there any other big ones that you thought of when you think of your favorites or some good recommendations?
Yeah, Bebop is an older one, been around a while, but I do have, like, just to drive the point home that there's still excellent stuff being pumped out of Japan today, is Violet Evergarden. And I want to say this is also a pretty good anime for beginners. It's very accessible. It's on Netflix, actually co-produced by Netflix.
Oh, nice.
And also, the studio that produced Violet Evergarden is known for their beautiful artwork, like really fluid, beautiful looking stuff. And it's honestly, in my opinion, one of the better shows to come out of Kyoto Animation in a couple years.
Oh, wow.
And this story covers the tale of a girl, Violet, who is kind of in the throes of PTSD coming out of a war. And we know very little at first about her background, what she's been through, and we're really just, like, the story kicks off with us seeing her being discharged from the hospital she was in recovering, and trying to adapt to civilian life, find mm-hmm. a new niche, try and make friends, understand other people's feelings, because she is a character who comes in completely apathetic. She has a very difficult time relating to other people,
yeah.
Understanding what they're going through, and it's just such a wonderful, sometimes tear-jerking journey of watching her learn to love other people, and, like, come into her own and find new passions and things she wants to do in life.
Would you say that fits in nicely with, like, a lot of American, like, culture with, like, soldiers and war and whatnot, and how that's, like, a big part of, you know, a lot of people's lives in America?
Oh, yeah. It's, like, definitely something people relatable. Like actually deal with yeah. in real life. And the setting is actually also not in Japan. It's kind of a more European setting. You just kind of okay. have to ignore the fact that they're all speaking Japanese. That is just kind of, you know, a thing that comes along with it being from Japan.
But I feel like if it's co-produced with Netflix, it might have an English dub.
Oh, actually, I can't even tell you for sure, but I wouldn't be surprised if there is one.
Check the settings. Okay, yeah, so Violet Evergreen, or Evergarden, not Evergreen. hopefully her garden is green. But that one, Cowboy Bebop, and then you had mentioned one other.
Oh, probably Full Metal Alchemist, FMA for short. It's like a nice little acronym, because Full Metal Alchemist is a bit of a mouthful. But that one is probably regarded as one of the all-time best anime ever made.
Is that on par with Avatar The Last Airbender?
I would say so.
Shout out to that fan fave.
I'm actually in the throes of rewatching that right now.
Nice. That's
great plug, side plug. It's if you're not totally ready to dive straight into anime and you haven't seen Avatar The Last Airbender, do it.
That's definitely a solid choice. But continue on. Yeah, Full Metal Alchemist, FMA.
Full Metal Alchemist is also not really based in Japan. You have to kind of ignore that they're all speaking Japanese, but it's definitely like more European based. And that one follows the tale of two unfortunate brothers
mm-hmm.
kind of trying to go through life, fix their mistakes, and like really it turns into this epic tale. You really like the way the story progresses is really, it just pulls you into this world. You feel so much for these characters and you want to see them succeed. It's in this world where alchemy is possible. Like there is, like I would say the like bottom line most important rule of this show is that of equivalent exchange. When yep. you create something of equal value is given up. And it's just this cool, fantastical idea. Though it is important to keep in mind that though it is a fantastical idea, this show has some very mature, serious themes. Like mm-hmm. alchemy, you know, the whole turning, I don't know, what lead to gold is the famous allegory when
yeah.
people are talking about
where
making
everything can turn into gold, essentially.
Yeah. Although that is kind of like a kind of silly pseudoscience idea, they take the premise and really run with it to somewhat dark places eventually. Mm-hmm. And I think that's important to keep in mind. Like
one that I really saw, cause I'm rewatching it. Natalie's convinced me, it was like, for instance, in the very first episode, so not really any spoilerish. One of the guys turns water into ice or like any form of it. So it's the equivalent exchange in the sense of like turning water into a different state. But I think they, like you're saying, take it a step further later on where they start delving more into complex objects and complex transformations.
Mm-hmm.
But I think initially they do a really good job of just kind of bringing you into it rather than just throwing you like, oh, here's some lead, let's turn it to gold.
Yeah, I suppose. Although the show does start off a little more lighthearted than what it eventually builds into. I definitely don't think it's all too deceiving in where it intends to take the plot.
True. They definitely do some good flashbacks.
Yeah, some good foreshadowing. Really just tight writing. 10 out of 10 would recommend.
I would agree. Now, those are some of Natalie's favorites.
Yeah, you said you had some favorites.
I do, and one of them is One Piece. Love this show. I could talk about it all day, honestly. Feels like all day. And what's it called? So One Piece is a really cool show about this guy named Luffy who is setting out to become Pirate King. He actually is able to turn himself into rubber or like does rubber things, and it's kind of cool because it plays into the fun, crazy shenanigans that he ensues. But what I like most is how he is so focused on his goal and like ready to attain it that it kind of draws other people in, and he builds a crew that way. So he starts to find people who are looking to be the best in their own fields. Like for example, Sanji, which you don't know, you don't need to remember their names. The point is, Sanji is wanting to be the world's greatest cook, and the world's greatest cook would work for the world's pirate king. So it's kind of a cool tie-in how they all, his whole crew eventually wants to become the best in whatever it is they're aiming to be the best in, and they work with Luffy, who wants to be essentially the leader of the best. And like I said, a lot of fun, crazy shenanigans. The only downside I would say to the show is how long it is.
yeah, it is. There are quite a few episodes.
I think a few is an understatement. Let's think. What is it? 900, somewhere around there. Just shoot for almost 1,000. You'd probably be in ballpark. And it's getting there. I think it's last time I checked around 70% complete, 60-70. So he's approaching the end. It's been a few years, but it is definitely worth the watch. I would definitely say that's something you like raise your kid on and call it a day.
That's fair.
If that's the only anime you've ever watched in life, I'd say it's a pretty successful anime watching career, but it definitely does take a lot. And then I guess to counteract that though, a shorter version or another show that I really like, One Punch Man. She sees what I did there. So yeah. One Piece is one of the longest running animes, but One Punch Man is only 12 episodes, which is a complete reversal. And this one's fun and kind of shenanigans as well, but I like it because I like the way she's described it, where it's kind of like Superman being the pinnacle, and it just picks up there.
Yeah. He, like, our main character, Saitama, I believe is his name. Saitama. However you want to say it. Starts off literally as the strongest man in the world, which is an interesting place to pick up.
There's no challengers. Like, he just is. And I think what I like about that one is it kind of shows, like, the importance of the journey, if you will, because what this kind of shows us is, okay, once you make it to the pinnacle, like, what else is there?
Right, that's where most shows end. Yeah. You know, like, oh, great, they're the best. But at this show, it kind of starts off with this guy facing somewhat, if you can even call them, the problems of being the strongest dude.
He is definitely faced with boredom, faced with the idea of, like, what do I do with myself, and even claims to be a hero for fun.
Yeah, he's like, well, I mean, this isn't fun anymore. He's a little upset. He's like, well, shoot.
Like, why did I do this?
I picked up being a hero because I thought fighting the evil dudes was fun, and now that I literally cannot lose, one punch every single one of these dudes, where do you go from there? And the answer is you make a hilarious show. It is so entertaining.
True. It is very funny. I think it's a little wacky.
Yeah,
I mean, sure. It's anime. It's always got its quirks. The very first episode, you got a kid with a butt chin. And it literally looks like a butt. It's not even like a little cleft chin with like a little edge. No,
well,
it's like
it is a cleft chin. It's just very pronounced.
Very, very pronounced. But it's fun. It's entertaining. And I think what's nice about all of these shows, regardless of which one, is that like you're learning life lessons and you're learning things about how people interact with other people, but in crazy fun ways that kind of make it lighthearted and entertaining compared to the lessons you're learning, you know?
Yeah.
Like Cowboy Bebop being very, like, dark and facing your past.
Kind of somber.
Yeah.
Yeah, more serious. And then One Punch Man just being kind of crazy and out there. And FMA with all ages of characters, honestly. That's something I really appreciate, is there's really something for everybody out there.
Mm-hmm. And then even Violet Evergarden, how she was saying about like dealing with your past and or feeling that empathy and like kind of learning like what empathy is like.
Yeah, I want to say like all three of the shows I mentioned are really centered around dealing with your past, how you move forward from it. All in really different ways.
Yeah.
Although I would say probably the most uplifting of the three would perhaps be Violet Evergarden. And I could definitely draw some parallels between that show and One Piece in that the supporting cast around the main character is really what makes the show and mm-hmm. makes it like so uplifting. You get to see everybody grow together, solve problems together, be better together as a team.
Nice. So yeah, like it surrounds Violet Ever Garden. I keep wanting to say Violet Evergreen. Yeah, like surrounding her. And so like even though she's interesting, it's the other people, right?
Oh yeah, definitely everybody else in that show is stellar.
So then I guess my question to you is, if you could only recommend one of the three for someone who's never seen anime and had to like kind of start off, what would you kind of throw their way?
Oh gosh. Okay. Well, I mean, of these three shows, in chronological order, I saw Cowboy Bebop first. And okay. I want to say it's definitely the most palatable to a Western audience.
Yeah.
Right off the bat.
I would agree. Because like you're saying, it's very Western in style.
Mm-hmm.
I think for the two that I mentioned, One Punch Man would probably be a good recommendation.
Yeah, and then you don't feel like you're diving too deep into something like a show with a huge legacy and mm-hmm. a lot of footwork
yeah.
to do.
out of 1,000 episodes. I think then the nice thing about it is that it's also a good feat into Japanese style cartoons, if you, or like the anime
yeah.
vibe.
And like the culture, like how people live. Because honestly, you end up learning a lot about just the daily lives of the average Japanese citizen through these shows.
True.
And that's like a good exposure to it, I'd say.
Mm-hmm. And so I guess my recommendation would be One Punch Man, and yours is
Cowboy Bebop.
For sure. Okay. So then I guess to everyone listening, my challenge for this episode is for you to watch one of these animes. You can follow our recommendation or any of the others we mentioned, or you know, if you're as much of a anime enthusiast as us, then go find a new one and try something out of your comfort zone. And if you think there's nothing out of your comfort zone, look up Mononoke. And if you don't know anime, that's okay. Don't look that one up. Don't start there. That's a oof. But really
it
recommend.
It is a bit advanced. Excellent still.
But recommending either One Punch or the
Cowboy Bebop.
Wow.
Yeah.
Drew a blank there. But that's all we got, and I wish you all the best. Thank you so much, Natalie, for coming out.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
Woo! Go Natalie! Everyone give her a round of applause. Yeah! Oh my gosh, I love your long hair. Woohoo!
I just hope y'all give it a shot. Just one episode of anything, really.
Just to even broaden your mindset, if you will.
Yeah.
Well, thank you so much, Natalie, again. Thank you. And I wish everyone listening a great day. Take care.